Okay, welcome to Faces of Success Radio. We have Carmina Bell Holland on the line. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Carmina Bell Holland, and I am a entrepreneur, single mom of nine. Been raising all my kids on my own, working 2 to 3 jobs. And now I just decided now that I want to go and start working for myself. So I've been motivated to do that. All the years that I've raised my children, they've always seen me as a hard worker, but I used to work for San Joaquin County Probation for 16 years, and then I worked for Target for almost 20. And in the middle of,
wow.
In the midst of raising all my children, I obtained my master's degree in 2008. So my kids have always seen me be a motivator.
All right. And why do you want to work for an insurance company?
Because I care about people, and I want to be out there to help, because there's too many of us living without life insurance and leaving the burdens on our family members. And that's something that we need to prioritize. We all have that final date that we don't know when it's going to happen, and why leave ourselves open to the unexpected without our families being able to take care of us.
Okay. And what communication techniques do you use to help a customer understand company policies?
I basically explain them background of the company and let them know, you know, what their options are, what they qualify for. You know, I give them an insight on what funeral expenses are going to cost them, whether they choose to do a traditional burial or even a cremation. So we give them the options. And Lincoln Heritage has been in business for 60 years. They are the number one final expense company in the nation. They A-plus credited with the Better Business Bureau. We are licensed to do business in 49 states. We have 8 billion policies in force and over 1 million policy holders.
Okay. And how would you persuade a hesitant lead to sign up for your insurance plan?
Well, I explain to them, you know, the purpose, especially if they've been in the position where they've lost loved ones without insurance. And I try to explain to them, you know, the need of not leaving that burden on their family. Because, like I said, a lot of us choose to do that, and not everyone's in a position, and that makes them have to go out and try to GoFundMe or use car washes and chicken dinners or whatever else they want to do to fundraise or even borrow money, which most of the time gets family members into arguing when they should be, you know, able to mourn the loss of their loved one.
Okay. And what would you do to improve the image of your company?
Just to make sure that I'm following the company's policies and procedures, making sure that I'm explaining the company in detail to where the person is comfortable with coming along with Lincoln Heritage and not, you know, choosing someone else. Is basically just to make sure they're comfortable.
And what would you do to make a good impression on your clients?
Sitting down with them, explaining to them, showing them, you know, being concerned and being comforting, you know, especially during their time of loss. I mean, we, you know, our company has also a family planning committee that also assists into making sure that the final arrangements are by the person's wishes, because we do a final wish book as well, to where we help them, you know, design their service the way they want it. And that is stored on a database to where later on the family doesn't have to worry about, well, mama wanted this color or daddy wanted that. It's already been pre-arranged and pre-planned, and all they have to do is get that information and submit it to the funeral home of their choice. And then we just make sure our committee makes sure that it's followed to the nature of the deceased.
So when you're dealing with the deceased, I know that has to be a very, very stressful time for the family. And, you know, a lot of people are like totally stressed out at that time. How do you bring balance with your everyday lifestyle and, you know, and the stress that you're going through with your own life and bring balance with the, you know, to bring balance with the clients that you're working with and the stress that they're up under at that time?
Yeah. Just us, you know, just trying to help them find some type of comfort by talking to them. I try to keep my life to me is separate from anybody else's, and I never tell someone I know what they're going through because everyone experiences a loss of death differently. So you got to be really more concerned about being more sensitive and thinking, you know, trying to, you know, put yourself in them in their shoes. Even if you can't, you just got to kind of come out of your own box and not really be focused on, it's like right now, it's like you're trying to be comforting and not you know, taking things away from them and thinking of yourself.
Do you think you deal with more stress because of your job than if you were working for any other type of agency because of the nature of your work?
Well, not really. I don't think I do. I think I deal with more of my own personal stress than someone else's. And I don't think it's because of the nature of the job, because like I said, all of us have that final date. You just have to have a heart and compassion to be sensitive to the person during their time of loss. And I just don't try to mix the both. I mean, I don't look at it like that. I mean, it is a tearful moment and a sad moment for anyone who loses someone that they love, and they wasn't, especially when they wasn't anticipating it. But I try, like I said, not to, it's with even with any job, even jobs I've had in the past. You can't take work home and you can't take home to work. You got to try to keep them separate.
Okay. So, again, dealing with a person that has just lost their mother, what is the pros and cons to whether or not you're going to be approved for that fair, that final burial amount?
Basically, all of them are separate because you have it's done by the person's age. Rates are determined by age and the nature of some health, like I said, of some health issues. We have a one-page application that pretty much answers simple questions, and you can either be considered final expense or modified. And that's by just the questions. It's like it's based on an individual. It's like case by case situation.
So,
and that's how you determine whether or not they're.
So, have you ever been in a situation where you actually had to tell a client no?
No, I haven't, not yet.
Okay, all right. So, tell me a little bit about your background. You're a mother of nine. You have a host of grandchildren. Tell me about how you manage to deal with nine children, go to school, you know, jobs, the whole nine yards. How do you balance that?
The thing was, you have to put God first in anything. And when I took on the task of raising my children by myself, I had been married 16 years, and the marriage was going bad, and I made the decision to leave it and divorce him. And at that time, I had eight children because when I met my ex-husband, I had one. And he took her on as his own. And then we had seven children together. And then, like I said, the marriage wasn't going well. And I just made the decision to leave and ask him to leave because he didn't seem to understand the responsibilities of his family. So I just decided to let him go. And then I got into another relationship too soon, and I had my ninth child, and that one didn't go well. And so I asked I didn't marry him, but we separated, went our separate ways, and I've raised our son by myself along with my other children. And like I said, it wasn't never really, no, it wasn't easy, but I got to give everything to, you know, keeping Christ first, because that's what helped me raise my children to the adults they are now, because now all of them are grown. The last one is, well, he'll be 18 next month. I have a daughter turning 36 tomorrow, and he's headed to Dillard University. He just graduated high school on the 1st of June, and like I said, I just count my blessings, because like I said, being a single mom, having to be work, no assistance. I have aid for a little bit, but I worked my way off, because I always worked two jobs and did side things like some of the like ride share stuff and stuff like that. But I did what I had to do to raise them, because no one else was going to do it, and I didn't want to be on welfare and do all that and raise my children. I wanted to work and take care of them myself. I had no child support coming in, so I just did it on my own. And like I said, my kids and I, we've had our ups and downs. We've had our roller coasters, but when they seen their mom, they always know their mom was a fighter, and she had strength in her. And she's made mistakes, but with it all said and done, all my children love me and respect me for who I am. And that's basically what I got.
Well, I think what you have shared with us today is absolutely beautiful. It's not a lot of mothers that could have taken on that challenge, you know, and responsibilities of raising 9 children by themselves. You know, that two kids can be overwhelming for some, even one. You know, with some mothers that are leaving their kids, you know, on doorsteps and in dumpsters, you know, because they cannot handle the stress or the financial obligations to their child. But so I really want to, you know, take my hat off to you for that, because I think that that's a wonderful thing to be able to share with other mothers that's out there that is also struggling. So this is kind of different. We're doing, you know, we got a little bit of everything going on here. And I want to kind of jump into first Shayla. But before we do, for anybody that is interested in signing up for Lincoln Heritage Life Insurance, can you please give the website information for that?
Yes, it's, the website information is Lincoln Heritage Funeral Advantage. They can go .com. They can go to Lincoln Heritage Funeral Advantage. They can view all of our information on the website. They can also, if they're interested in hearing more about Lincoln Heritage and the rates that they would qualify for, they can also contact me, and my phone number is 209-915-1509.
Okay, and if I was to come to you, excuse me, if I was to come to you and I was like, hey, you know, I'm interested in signing up for your programs, but I'm low income and I have very little money, but I want to still be able to have some type of insurance policy going, what would you say to me?
I would tell you that we can modify your insurance to fit your budget, because that's what we do. We can start as low as $15 a month, but we have to modify, and we give you different amounts. I'll give you like 3 different scenarios of what you qualify for, how much it would actually cover, because if you go too low of an amount, we're looking at just doing a straight cremation, because funerals start at traditional funerals, they start from $12,000 up to $20,000, and cremations from $1,500 up to $8,000, based on which one, if you want a straight cremation, or you want one with just a memorial service and cremation, or one with a traditional funeral service and then cremation after the service. So it's different ones that we share with them, and we'll explain it to them in detail. And then, like I said, we try to help modify it to fit their budget.
Now, with Jane activity being on the high right now. Do you see a lot of families, you know, are you assisting a lot of families through gang violence or domestic violence? I mean, that, you know, are losing their loved ones because of gang violence?
Yes, I'm one that I'm out there. That's some of the people that I do speak to out in the Bay Area and other locations. I try to talk to our young people, especially the ones that are living, as you said, like that, what I say as a reckless life. We try to reach out to all of them and, you know, and really explain to them the need of really having your children on some type of coverage, because we also offer up to $100,000 in accidental coverage, which is not really expensive as well, and we add that along with their face amount of final expenses. So we try to direct all of it to structure to fit the needs and, you know, of the families, because like you said, the way this world is, we're living in a world that it's not safe to really go anywhere. We have to, not to school, not to the store, not to the mall, not to concerts. You never know what's going to happen, so you want to be prepared.
Right.
It's sad to say it, like, but you want to be prepared.
Absolutely. So let me ask you, do your family, your 9 children, all have accounts with Lincoln Heritage Life Insurance?
Yeah, they do. I've had them insured since they was babies, because we can insure babies from as soon as they turn a month old. We can put them on insurance. Not only are they insured, but so are my grandchildren. I have them all on the policy.
That's beautiful. So let's talk about Shayla. I'd like you to give the introduction of Shayla.
Okay. Well, Miss Shayla Bell is, that's my dream testimony, because this young lady was diagnosed with a learning handicap at the age of 3, where she had to be in special needs all her life and in special schools up until she turned the age of 22. They first said to me that she would have some slight mild retardation, where they told me she would never learn anything. But during her time and going to school, to the special needs school, they learned of her ability to play the trumpet. And she, from there, they one day asked me to come to one of her performances. We have an asparagus festival here in Stockton, and her teacher kept telling us to come and listen to my daughter. And so we went, and I'm thinking, you know, this young lady getting ready to play something like a Mary Little Had a Little Lamb or something on her trumpet, and she plays with this jazz ensemble and takes this lead to this jazz ensemble and makes me and her sister just break down and cry. We're looking at each other and we like, oh, she played for real. And I didn't realize how talented she was. And it was like, trust me, it was the most amazing thing, because I remember what the doctors told me, but when they told me that, I said, you know, God has the final word on that one, and he did on that one. So another thing is when how I really learned how talented she was, and she never really addressed to me and told me, we were at church one day, and the choir was singing, We Fall Down and We Get Up. I come home, I'm in my room, and I'm cleaning, and I'm hearing her playing. So I walk in the room, I said, Shayla, I said, baby girl, I said, how did you do that? She says, oh, mama, I'm sorry, I forgot, but everything I hear, I can play on my trumpet.
Aww.
So she can play anything on the trumpet. I'm talking about country, gospel, rock, blues, jazz. She can hop up with a band that she's never played with, listen for a minute, and play in with the band, and then you would thought she rehearsed with them.
Wow, I
thought it was incredible. So we start doing these little, you know, the Juneteenth and the Black Family Days, and I was putting her on all little, anything I can get her in. The next thing, I ran into her producer, and her producer is Mr. Ron Motown from the old school group Can Function. He's the sax player. And what he did is he told me he would write her some music, create her own CD, which he did. First one came out July 25th of 2015. And the second one we just released last year, April 29th, 2022. And that one features her little sister. My 22-year-old daughter, Tatiana, is the vocals on it. We put some vocals on it. But she's an amazing young lady. I mean, like I said, I never knew how talented she was. And it surprised me, because she started playing in the church, and she was playing the gospel music. That's how we really, you know, found out more of her talent. It's just her getting up there. Then we found out she can play the trombone just as much. So she plays the trombone too, but she's an amazing young lady. I'm like, I'm really proud. So now I've become what she calls me, Mominger. We have a website that's called shaytmusicgroup.com, a business I created in 2020, and it's an entertainment business. She's my artist on it, and so she's done several all kind of openings for Howard Hewitt, for Freddie Jackson, Maxine Jones from In Vogue. She's played with Pete Escovedo, the dad of the great Sheila E., the drummer. We've met Sheila. We've met so many artists. It's ongoing. Some people I may forget is the did Sherry Gordy's show, Barry Gordy's daughter. Sheila has traveled. We've traveled to New York. I did at the Apollo Theater for Amateur Night at the Apollo. She's won Stockton's Apollo Night here 1 year.
Let me ask you, where is Sheila?
She's close. She can come in. I know now that we're not on the radio, so she can't hear me.
Okay.
Sheila.
Welcome to Faces of Success Radio.com, Sheila. Bill, how are you?
I'm feeling blessed. How about you?
I'm fine. Thank you. I just want to tell you I'm very excited to have you on the show. And my first question that I have for you is, how could you describe your music?
Very inspiring to me, and my inspires me by playing like other different instruments. And you know, I just learned a talent when I was 12 years old, and back then I learned other instruments like guitar and baritone, other types of instruments. Like, and then I learned other songs too that like represents me, that I have a like open heart. And so,
okay. Yes. Okay. So what is your main inspiration?
By me playing my trumpet every single time and other instruments. And
all right. Okay. And what musician do you admire the most and why?
Miles Davis and Louis Armstrong.
And why?
Because he's a better, they both are like a better inspiration to me. And I learned how to play the trumpet. Very good.
Right. And what is the one message that you would like to give to your followers?
I want to give a shout out to one of my friends and family and my fans, supporters that supported me very far on my music career. And then rest in peace to Michael Mitchell. He's like a very good, he kept me this far in my music career, and everything that I do for him. He's like a wonderful person to me, and I've been thinking about him a lot.
Okay, do you prefer to listen to music or create it?
Both.
Okay, who do you see as your main competitor?
I don't really have no competition with nobody, but I just support everyone.
All right. So what inspired the song From My Heart?
I think it was mostly inspired because the person who wrote it was Ron Moton. He's the producer and the writer of the music. I believe because she does play from the heart. She really, like I said, when you see her play, you could tell that it's all her. It shows the love of her music. And I think that's the reason that song From My Heart was put out there like it was, is because he knows how inspirational Sheila is when it comes to her music, that she displays it through it. You can see it even when she plays gospel. Whatever she touches, you can feel that music coming from Shane. So I think From My Heart came, him writing From My Heart came from that.
All right. Well, we have From My Heart in the studio right now, and we're going to go to a break.
Thank you.
Well, 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 you're tuned in to FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. We have Shayla and Carmina Bell on the line with us right now in the studio. That song was absolutely beautiful. Shout outs to the writer you just heard, From My Heart, played by Shayla Bell, and she did an outstanding job. I just think that, I mean, that was really, really more than I even expected. That was awesome. Okay, so when you're not around, do you think that she plays more freely? Do you think that she feels more nervous when you're around or more comfortable? Tell me, you know, how your relationship with her, you know, behind the scenes.
She's extremely comfortable because I'm not only the momager, but I am also her backup dancer because she plays other music other than just her music. She plays tributes to Bruno Mars. She's done music tribute to Michael Jackson, even Whitney Houston. We have several artists that she does. Her big favorite is, like I said, Bruno Mars. And so we've made routines to her song, to his song Finesse. And we've had it edited to where it's structured for like 2 minutes and 50 seconds. But me and her do dance routines together. I do old school hip hop with my children, which they love because I have that kind of energy level. So when we together, we put on an actual show. My daughter does a show. She entertains. She's exciting when you see her on there. You would have to see other like video clips. Her first video was one of the songs off of From My Heart. It's called What I Do. And I'm actually in the video with her. And people can find that on YouTube under her name, Shayla Bell. And you look for the song, What I Do. And you'll see the video there on YouTube. But she's never really feeling, you know, like nervous or anything with me being around her. She's been doing it for so long. Large audiences stop her. She gets out there. She'll come off the stage. She will get them dancing, and she's really good at what she does. I'm really impressed. I mean, when she first started, it was a little bit of nervousness because she started really getting comfortable and getting relaxed. Now she, like I said, really someone that you want to play, Taylor. She jumps up there and she does her thing, and I'm not mad at her. She do what she wants, and I'm extremely proud of where I've seen her go from until where she is now. She is, like I said, an entertainer. She's a true musician. She, like I said, she got a love for music. And I raised all my kids to love old school as well as the new school music, because some of this new school music, you know, I got love for some of them, but some of it don't make any sense. Mostly too much of the cussing and the disrespect where you can't even enjoy it. It's like you hear too much of that. It's like I'm like, take the words out, just play the music. My kids, like, they like lots of things. She even does tributes to Heavy D as well. So I mean, it's a variety of music that Shayla does.
Okay, and if it wasn't music Shayla was doing, what else do you think she would be wanting to take an interest in?
I play basketball.
Okay, you like to play basketball. Well, I just wanted to let you know that I did have the opportunity to listen, and our audience will be listening to your music. We're going to continue to play it here on Faces of Success Radio. I want to say congratulations to you on such an awesome job, and you're such an inspiration to me and should be to a whole lot of others. And whatever you do, don't ever stop, because that's what God's plan was for you. Keep on going.
Amen.
And I also have another song called The Way I Fail here in the studio. Is there anything that you would like to say to the listeners before we go into this next song?
Thank you for listening to my music. And I want to say I appreciate the hard work and the support from you. And I really love it. I really love being on radio, so it's good.
That I plan to bring you back on for an exclusive interview, but Dale. Okay, and so I want to thank you guys both for being a guest on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. We're going to go ahead and end the show, and we're going to end the show with The Way I Fail, played by Shayla Bell. You heard it right here on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. I'm your host, Pearl J. That was Shayla Bell, The Way I Fail. We have Shayla and Carmenta Bell on the line with us right now. We want to thank them both for being a guest on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Shayla, thank you. Carmenta, thank you. And is there anything else you would like to leave with our guests before we end this interview?
Yes, I would like to tell your guests, never give up on their dreams, especially if there's obstacles put in place. And for families that have, children with disabilities, never give up on them, because you never know what God has in store for them. I'm just one mother that just didn't quit. I know the meaning of the word of God gave them to me, and that's how I have to see them. And it's up to me to do what I need to do to make sure that they succeed. So I would just tell people, never quit on your dreams, fight for it. Don't give up. Don't be quitter.
And that was straight from the heart. And we're going to play that one more time by Shayla Bell. I am so proud, so proud to have Carmenta Bell here with us in the studio. And not only has she brought us her very talented daughter, but she's also representing Lincoln Heritage Life Insurance for so many of us that forget that final day will come. And while we still have her with us in the studio, Carmenta, would you like to leave the audience with something else about Lincoln Heritage Life Insurance?
I would like to explain to them the 10 benefits of having Lincoln Heritage Funeral Advantage. One, we The funeral cash benefits are up to $35,000. We have no medical exams required. Money is received within 24 to 48 hours upon claim approval. It's a whole life policy that builds cash value. We have an easy one-page application. Payments can go as low as $15 a month. Rates are fixed and payments never adjust. And most people get covered even with some health issues. And then there's a child rider. Ages 17 and under is $2 for every $5,000. Accidental coverage, $20,000 policies for $1. And then we have a family support service, which is the planning department that helps the family save money when buying a funeral for their loved one. And that's all that I wanted to make sure that, you know, make sure you get your families covered, because there's so many of them out there that are not. And it happens to over 3,000 families a day where they are there with no coverage and trying to figure a way to take care of their loved one. And with times being the way they are, you know, there's not many people that can really assist. Please, if you really love your family members, don't leave that burden for them. Make sure you take care of your priority yourself.
Amen to that. You know, because I can witness that. I mean, I can be a witness to that for sure, because I've lost three brothers and neither one of them had life insurance. And I'm just going to let you know right now, it was not easy on any of the family. It was a huge, huge struggle because, you know, it comes so sudden, you know, one by a motorcycle accident, one was shot to death, one was stabbed to death. And I'm just telling you, things just happen, you know, out of your control, and sometimes out of their control. And you don't never know when that day is going to come. You know, I've known of situations where, you know, people's gas just blow the whole house up. You just don't ever know what's going to come. So please, if you're listening out there right now, and you haven't got any life insurance for you and your loved ones, please go to the website, Lincoln Heritage Life Insurance website, and sign up. Get your family plan. What is the website information? What is the telephone number? Let the listeners know where they need to go to get signed up today.
If you want to go to Lincoln Heritage Life Insurance Company, you can Google website to go to that one.com. And you want to, or you can even give me a call at 209-915-1509 or 209-808-8417. And you can leave a message with me and I can make arrangements. Or you can even call the actual Lincoln Heritage 800 number, which is 800-433-8181.
Okay, and if they call the 800 number, how would you be able to get the credit for your solicitation?
You should ask them, even for me as the agent. You can tell them that you want to make sure that Carmina Belnick most likely will give them my information to them.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard it right here on Faces of Success Radio. Again, we want to thank you for being a guest. We are out of time. Have a great, great, wonderful night, and keep up the good work. Shayla, we love you. Keep it up. Good night.
Thank you.